Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. Thanks for joining me in the kitchen today, Feifei, for the unveiling of my new cake.
It's just a cake, Rob. But if it's good, I'm happy to try a slice.
Well, let's get it out of the oven now. There you go. Ta-da!
Looks great, Rob. But let's try it. It's a bit stodgy. Heavy. Even lumpy.
Right, so you don't actually like it. I followed the recipe exactly, although perhaps I forgot to do something to the flour. I seem to have a memory like a...
A sieve.
That's it. I didn't sieve the flour. That explains the lumps.
No, Rob. I meant you have a memory like a sieve. When we say someone has a memory like a sieve, we mean they have a very bad memory and forget things easily. Your memory is bad, Rob. You can't forget things when you're cooking.
Well, I'm not the only one. Listen to these examples.
I've been making my own lunch to take to work, but I've got a memory like a sieve, and I keep leaving it at home.
My husband's got a memory like a sieve. He keeps going out and leaving the iron switched on.
I've got a memory like a sieve. I left the house without my keys this morning, and now I'm locked out.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the phrase to have a memory like a sieve. It basically means bits of information fall through your memory and get forgotten. Just like flour falling through the sieve that Rob should have used when baking a cake. So are you going to try again, Rob?
No, I think my baking days are over. But luckily, I bought one from the shop, just in case.
That's okay. A shop-bought cake will do. So get it out and I'll put the kettle on.
Great. Now, where did I put it? I know it's around here somewhere.
Memory like a sieve again, Rob.
Looks like it. I've got a lot on my mind, Feifei.
Don't worry. I found it. It's here in the fridge with the milk.
Honestly, I forget my own name sometimes.
Bye, Rob.
Ah, yes, that's it. Bye.
The English We Speak from the BBC.